The village had done well for itself during the 3 years since its founding. The communal buildings, like the hall and the church, were well maintained. The council had organized the construction of a low, earth-covered lodge to smoke fish in. Major paths were scattered with wood flakes to stem the mud. There was even a football pitch marked out. 3 jetties stuck out of the gently sloped bank into the Zamjan's insipid water, 2 of them responsible for mooring the village's small number of fishing boats. When the Coogan nosed up to the main central jetty, Darcy and Lorry were relieved to see a considerable number of people working in the fields. Oconto hadn't succumbed yet. Several shouts went up as the trader boat was spotted. Men came running, all of them carrying guns. It took a quarter of an hour to convince the nervous reception committee that they posed no threat, and for a few minutes at the start Darcy thought they were going to be shot out of hand. Len and Gail Buchanan were well known, though not terribly popular, which acted in their favour. The Coogan was travelling upriver, heading towards the rebel counties, not bringing people down from them. And finally, Lorry and Darcy themselves, with their synthetic fabric clothes and expensive hardware units, were accepted as some kind of official team. With what mandate was never asked.
"You gotta understand, people around here are getting mighty trigger-happy since last Tuesday,"
Geoffrey Tunard said.
He was Oconto's acting leader, a lean 50-year-old with curly white hair, wearing much-patched colourless dungarees. Now he was satisfied the Coogan wasn't bringing revolution and destruction, and his laser rifle was slung over his beefy shoulder again. He was happy to talk.
"What happened last Tuesday?" Darcy asked.
"The Iverts," Geoffrey Tunard spat over the side of the jetty. "We heard there'd been trouble up Willow West way, so we shoved ours in a pen. They've been good workers since we arrived, but there's no point in taking chances, right?"
"Right," Darcy agreed diplomatically.
"But on Monday we had some people visit, claimed they were from Waldersey village up in Christo County. They said the Iverts were all rebelling in the Qualheim counties and Willow West, killing the men and raping the women. Said plenty of younger colonists had joined them too. There was nothing but a vigilante group, you could see that. All hyped up they were, on a high. I reckon they'd been smoking some Canis. That'll send you tripping if you dry the leaves right. Trouble they were, just wanted to kill our Iverts. We wouldn't have it. A man can't kill another in cold blood, not just on someone else's say-so. We sent them on down river. Then blow me if they didn't creep back that night. And you know what?"
"They let the Iverts out," Lorry said. Geoffrey Tunard gave her a respectful look.
"That's right. Stole back in here right under our noses. Dogs never even noticed them. Slit old Jamie Austin's throat, him that was standing guard on the pen. Our supervisor, Neil Barlow, went right off after them that morning. Took a bunch of 50 men with them. Armed men they were, too. We haven't heard a damn thing since. That ain't like Neil. It's been 6 days. He should have sent word. Them men have families. We've got wives and kiddies left here that are worried sick."
He glanced from Darcy to Lorry.
"Can you tell us anything?"
His tone was labored. Geoffrey Tunard was a man under a great deal of strain.
"Sorry, I don't know anything," Darcy said. "Not yet. That's why we're here, to find out. But whatever you do, don't go after them. The larger your numbers, the safer you are."
Geoffrey Tunard pursed his lips and looked away, eyes raking the jungle with bitter enmity.
"Thought you'd say something like that. Course, there's those that have gone looking. Some of the women. We couldn't stop them."
Darcy put his hand on Geoffrey Tunard's shoulder, gripping firmly. "If any more want to go, stop them. Have a log fall on their foot, if that's what it takes, but you must stop them."
"I'll do my best." Geoffrey Tunard dipped his head in defeat. "I'd leave if I could take the family downriver on a boat, but I built this place with my own hands, and no damn Gov Central interference. It was a good life, it was. It can be again. Bloody Iverts never were any use for anything. Waster kids in dungarees, that's all."
"We'll do what we can," Lorry said.
"Sure you will. You're doing what you tell me not to. To go out in the jungle. Just the two of you. That's madness."
Laurie thought Geoffrey Tunnard had been about to say suicide.